podcast time. This is interesting. So, Metro Boomin and Future got an album, a surprise album. But the interesting part is J. Cole is on it. I'm looking, this is what I'm talking about with fans, bro, because now, okay, here's a verse, right? And this just kind of changes everything. This means there's no mileage between like Kenny, but I don't know. So anyway, he comes on a verse. He's spitting, you know, chill. Here's some retard in the comment. Yo, that nigga J. Cole did tough enough with that soft ass shit. I'm like, y'all niggas are retarded. And y'all like, and it's like, bro, like, are you serious? And then he's like, no, bro, he needs to toughen up, man. I'm just telling him as if J. Cole gonna read your fucking comments. And not just J. Cole, it's any fucking goddamn. This is what I don't get. Y'all fans want to complain about, why come rappers don't reply to their fans? Because of stupid shit like this. See, when you underground, you have to do it. Know what I mean? You have to. You don't have to, but you have to, because niggas don't want you to be mysterious and be like, Cody. But after a while, my nigga, you don't want, like, look at Logic. Logic is was a multi-million dollar, well, he got money. People act like he don't because he's not mainstream. Stupid. Currency owns his own fucking goddamn store in New Orleans. Nigga got money. So nigga say, man, that nigga Currency over here doing these little features because he broke. He ain't broke. And if you think Lil Wayne is fucking goddamn broke because he's on a fucking goddamn feature pack thing, you're fucking retarded. Like, they do get paid for that shit. A lot of money, because a Lil Wayne verse is a lot of fucking money. That's just a choice that they chose. Like, you ain't gonna see Drake doing that shit. But anyway, and plus Lil Wayne is submitted, he can do what the fuck he wanna do. It's like, just like when Lupe did that shit, he was passing out verses. Man, is he really, every time when a big rapper or a rapper that these fans put on a high pedestal decides to do something nice for the fucking fans, like offer a verse, fans get upset because their verses are personal or special and ignorant to just nobodies, which proves my fucking goddamn point of what I'm talking about when it comes down to an underground artist from on their fucking music. You don't care how good you are, you're a nobody. So why the fuck would I listen to you? That's why I don't promote my shit like that. Why do I care? I mean, I can try different things, but it don't mean shit. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. So this retard's like, yeah, he needs to toughen up, man. He's like, I tell people who are actors, man, to toughen up with that soul, man. Shut your ass up. You're saying that shit because of that bullshit, because he pulled out of a fucking beef. Man, shut your bitch ass up. Like I told you, y'all fans ain't as motherfucking real hip hop. We like that raw shit as you claim that you are, because as soon as a fucking rapper says a fucking line out of fucking goddamn pocket, like completely too far, y'all be the first to be on Twitter talking about, man, he took it too far. I know it's rap beef, but damn. So stop acting like y'all niggas ain't soft. Because I've seen plethora of motherfucking goddamn times when rappers were beefing with each other and a rapper said a fucking crazy ass bar and y'all niggas went on Twitter just tweeting away, oh, that's fucked up, man. Why'd he do that, bro? That's messed up, man. Come on, bro. He should know better than that, bro. Now, you can't play that we the 90s tough fans. We not in that soft shit when you do that. It's your millennials doing that. Shut that bullshit up. Like, we know Kendrick and J. Cole ain't gonna kill no fucking goddamn body. And yeah, honestly, Kendrick don't even really care. This nigga's over here doing shit with South Park writers, which is interesting to me, because I'ma fucking watch that. Whatever he putting out, South Park and Kendrick, yeah, let's go. But whatever. That's why I don't ever want to be mainstream. But I'll tell you this, if you're an underground artist and you got crazy fans talking to you, like, first of all, I had one fan interaction. You know, the only thing he said was, like, I like your music. That's cool. I like that. I keep it simple like that. I like it simple like that. I don't like fans trying to fucking tell me how to make my music 9 out of 10 times make the same shit you've been making, or B, step out your comfort zone, blah, 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 a.k.a. follow trends. Okay, TaylorMade Beats came out with a beat pack, right? Over 180 beats for $27. Bruh, he follows me, I follow him. Why come you didn't tell me that before? Now, mind you, I had no money at the fucking time. Well, I have it now. So I'm like, bruh, could have fucking extended that for at least, because it's 2 hours up. And after that, the shit goes, well, supposedly. Because I remember, man, I hopped on a fucking beat deal and it expired, quote unquote. But then as soon as I like hopped, I still was able to buy it. And you got motherfuckers, they lie, bro. They lie. Okay, this one B pack. I'm still thinking about getting it. Cause they're trap beats. Yeah, I'll photo like I told you. I don't hate trap. I just want to do it on my terms, not because you want me to. And 9-10 times, nigga, y'all don't like lyrical rappers on trap beats anyway. You call it two YouTube rapper. It's just one retard. They're like, yo, this dude cool. We got a YouTube rapper flow. What the fuck is a YouTube rapper flow? Y'all just make up terms and just throw them. So anyway, and because he's white, let's be real with it. Any rapper with a that's lyrical miracle, you know, he has a YouTube rapper flow. Y'all retard. It's like how niggas be making up type beat shit. And that shit is, and keep in mind, those insert here type beat jokes, pretty old, pretty played out, been corny. So anyway, that's what I'm saying. So the guy says, oh man, them beats are ass, and I didn't even get the beat that's in the preview. Well, that's a lie. So the guy responds and say, because you know when you buy the beats, they have a record of who bought the beats in your email. So the guy was like, well, I don't see how that's, I mean, that's your personal preference, you don't like the beat, but you didn't buy the beat because your email is not in our thing. You see? This is why I do not take it seriously when people like leave critiques or shit. Like they leave like little critiques on Amazon. Like, you know, they leave little critiques on Amazon. They'll say, they'll give it like 5 stars, which means it's a good review. And then they'll start talking about how trash the fucking item is. I'm like, bro, you gave this shit a perfect score and called it garbage. That's misleading. You know what I mean? You have people who do that. Like people say, well, listen to people's opinions. This is why we do not, I'm telling you, even with me, I gotta get rid of it. Stop going off of people's opinions. Not a fucking 10 times. People are just stupid. They're trolls. Like they'll sit there and say all kind of dumbass wacky shit. Like prime example, like if I'm sitting over here rapping on a beat, you hear the aggression in my voice because I'm not yelling. As much as you say, it's not yelling, it is yelling. Cause if I'm saying, get on the motherfucking beat and snort, get on the fucking beat, start killing these rappers. Y'all motherfuckers ain't real. That's aggressive. And most of the time, I'm rapping aggressive. I don't even rap soft unless I have to. Like, rapping soft to me is like, I try to tell baby girl what's up. Like, I got money in my pocket, but I'm always tight-fisted. Niggas know that I'm fucking, even with that, my niggas, nothing wrong with rapping like that. These motherfuckers just want aggressive shit. I'm just saying, because they think that aggressive, because toughen up, man. Toughen up. You got, okay, if you're making a fucking love or chill vibey song and you rapping with an aggressive voice, that shit will not translate well. I don't know why y'all niggas do that. If I'm making a song, like a conversational piece, like that one song, Without You, where I'm talking in the perspective of a person trying to talk to a guy that's fucking up his marriage, why would I need to rap aggressive? See, fans like that are fucking up the game. They're fucking it up. They're fucking it up. They think they're doing it for hip hop. No, they're fucking it up. You're fucking it up. I don't give a fuck how long you've been listening to music. I don't care if you're a millennial. You're fucking it up. You're fucking it up. So, yeah, it's what it is.